good morning, my fellow Michiganders. Good morning, my fellow Americans. It has been a minute since I have done a live. I apologize to all of you. My mouth has literally been around an open fire hydrant with not only building these platforms, but as you, a lot of you are well aware of, I'm running for co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party, along with Matt DiPerno, who's running for chair. So we have been going around campaigning, making phone calls, and trying to build something special to take back this state. So we have been going at it pretty hard. And so there's a couple things that I want to bring to your awareness today that a couple of our followers brought to my attention, which I really think that we need to have a conversation about some of these things. And along with our merch store that is opening up tomorrow, February 1st at 6 a.m., thegrassrootsarmy.com. So that merch store will be open for 2 weeks. If you want to get your order before February 14th, Valentine's Day, for all the men out there who are going to buy their women a gift or vice versa, right? You want to get your order in by February 7th. It will be delivered by February 14th. We have a great lineup. We have a great women's lineup that we just introduced. We're real excited. So it's going to be open for 2 weeks. And that's what we're going to do, folks. It's not going to be open all the time. We're just going to hit these, open them up for 2 weeks, come back, look at the gear, look what was very popular, and come up with new merchandise as we go along this journey together as we continue to build this grassroots army, which I'm very proud that it's growing at a very, very fast rate. So let's talk about Gross Isle. All right. So this is set back to me, I think, a week and a half ago, and I had to do some research on it. And this lovely lady sent me some great information. So in today's day and age, before you hire someone, I think it's only natural now to go and scrub through their social media, right? I mean, that's just common sense to me now that you go all the way back, you do a background check, obviously, you go through the social media, and any red flags that come up should probably allow that school to make the right decision and not hire that person. Especially if there's something like really radical that they believe in. Now, look, everybody's entitled to their own opinions. I don't care if people love President Biden, have President Biden wallpaper behind them, or are supporter of President Trump or whoever else, Governor DeSantis, and you're very passionate about that. But we can all agree on this, that your political beliefs should not be allowed in the classroom. So if you're scrubbing a potential teacher, a potential elementary school teacher, in something comes up that they are a proud member of a violent extremist organization, don't you feel as a school board or an administration at this school, you probably say, you know what? This is probably not the right hire. And granted, there are thousands of great people out there that are ready to teach our children. So you think you'd probably do a little common sense and say, no, not the right fit. Especially as an elementary school teacher, no way, these kids are very impressionable at that age. We don't want somebody that's going to come in here and start to, you know, condition these kids and brainwash these kids and indoctrinate our kids and groom these kids. That's why there's so many mama bears and papa bears right now staying at these school boards, because we've all had enough. Common sense. All right. So let me show you a couple posts of what this teacher who is hired. Now, I'm hoping that the school board does what's right and terminates this person if she did, in fact, be true that she posted this stuff. Hopefully they, you know, hold themselves accountable, make sure that they replace this teacher with somebody who is qualified, who isn't so radical. That would be what I would do. However, we'll see. Okay. So let me show you this. It's pretty shocking. Here we go. All right. So she posted this back in October 13th, 2020, a while ago. Hey, look, I get it. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people in the past that have posted things that they're not proud of, right? But when you're proud of Antifa being a super soldier, not that you support Antifa, not that you kind of like their views. No, I'm happy to announce that I am chosen as an Antifa super soldier. Interesting. You all know, you know, my thoughts on Antifa. I've been fighting with these folks online for the past 3 years when I stood up, because they came at and attacked me online, right? That's what they do, is they attack online. But when you're hiring a proud member of Antifa as a super soldier, that's a problem. And again, let me reiterate, I have no problem with teachers having a different political opinion as me, a different way that they want to raise their kids. But we all can agree that this should not be allowed in the classrooms, right? And we should not hire people who are so involved in a terrorist organization, okay? That's the problem here. This teacher, who's a proud super soldier of this organization, which is a fascist organization, even though Antifa stands for anti-fascist, which is garbage, because if you look at the six individuals who were arrested, I think in Atlanta, last week, for rioting and burning down vehicles and buildings again, guess what organization they are part of? Antifa. This group, literally, as we are all well aware of, we've seen them, they go around to protest and protest, and they burn cities, and they create violence and riots. And it's just not like an isolated tactic of a few. It's an organization, folks. That's their main tactic, is to go around and burn cities down and create chaos for their Marxist organization. It's just the mere association with this organization as a teacher, why are we even having this conversation? Right? It's still mind-boggling that we are having conversations about hiring super soldiers as elementary school teachers of Antifa. Why are we having conversations still about pornographic books that are in these school libraries, right? I can't even believe the stuff that we're having conversations about. Like, if you would have went back 15 to 20 years, this would have never happened. And this is unfortunately where our society has evolved to, is this hot garbage, right? My goodness gracious. So she is a super soldier and she's proud of it. And I'm hoping that the parents, because a few of the parents in the area are the ones who sent me this. So thank you very much for bringing this to my awareness, because a lot of us don't know this is going on. So that is the power of our grassroots army, is you guys hook me up with this information, and then I can do some research and I can expose this information. And so I'm hoping that they're doing an investigation of this hire and finding out, you know, is she literally the right fit? I don't know. That is what the school board is going to have to decide. And that's up for the parents in the local community on what they're willing to put up with in the local school boards. That's why I continue to stand up, parents. Continue to go to the school board meetings. Allow your voices to be heard, because this is not the only post. All right, we're not done. Let me go on. So here's her first post that we saw. All right. And here's the second post that's going to be coming up here in a few seconds. There we go. So she posts this, why Blue Lives Matter. And I'm like, hey, she's not too bad, right? I'm a proud supporter of our men and women who wear the uniform and the badge, right? Totally support our men and women who wear the badge that come to us when we call. Now, we're not going to allow a few bad apples to spoil the bunch, folks. I know what just happened is horrible. All those guys who did all that hot garbage to that gentleman should be held accountable, and they are, all right? However, she makes this post, and so I'm like, okay, that's not bad. But right after this, she posts this. All right. Wow. So not only did you hire a person who is a proud Antifa super soldier, but you're also hiring a person who hates the police. Interesting. Interesting concept, right? Unbelievable why we're having this conversation. So here we are. The last thing I want to bring to your attention. And she says, the fact that I've had to learn through the grapevine that some of my classmates that I have to sit next to are unshot, can't say the word, or I'll get clipped on Facebook, is unacceptable. Unless you have a medical exemption, autoimmune conditions, weak immune system, sit your nasty ass on the other side of the classroom where you're not a literal health hazard, or go to hell home. I shouldn't have to sacrifice my health or the health of my peers for the sake of your comfort. This is still a pandemic. For the love of God, get vaccinated or get out. Where do I even start, young lady? It's been proven that even if you do get this procedure, that guess what? You can spread it and you infect everyone else around you. So you're wrong about that. And so this is kind of like the nail in the coffin. So not only are you a proud Antifa super soldier that you posted on social media, you hate the police, which you posted, and now you're going to judge students whose parents decide not to allow their kids to get this procedure. So are you going to be biased? Are you going to hate on these children? Again, any one of those things that pop up on social media on a background check, right? And it's not even a real background check. My goodness gracious, you just go through the person's social media. You don't have to pay for it. Even any of these things pop up, to me, that would be a ground, nope, sorry, you're not qualified. You're not what we're looking for. But not in today's society. We just hire these folks. And these poor parents have to go through the process of getting in front of the school board, voicing their perspective, and hoping that the school board does the right follow through, which we have learned right now that school boards aren't. They're putting their heels in the stand with their political beliefs. And these parents just continue what I feel like is just beating their head against a dead or beating their head against a wall. But don't quit. We're taking ground back. Every single election, we're going to take back more school boards. We're going to take back more city councils. You know, look at Ottawa Impact, what they have done. So, again, don't quit. Don't back down. Continue to stand up. But, again, Gross Isle, you can do better. My goodness gracious. Do better. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. All right? So enough of that hot garbage. So let's talk about the next thing that I wanted to visit with today, and that is with TikTok and this person. Obviously, we saw in the news that Google has laid off thousands of their employees, right? Laid off thousands. A lot of companies are doing this. We're in a recession, folks. It's unfortunately, we called it. It's going to get way worse before it gets better. It truly is. And that's unfortunate because there's a lot of great people losing their jobs right now. But I want to point out something with Google, because Google is known to have like all these great activities during the workplace. So you're going to watch this video about her finding out that she's getting laid off, which is unfortunate. Anybody that loses their job, anybody that gets laid off, I feel horrible. What a horrible feeling to have that happen, especially when you're trying to provide food for the table. But I want to analyze what she said, because, you know, if I get laid off or I get fired, I'm not going to come on TikTok and cry, right? I'm not going to put that out there for everyone to feel sorry for me. I'm the type of guy, I said, okay, let's grind, fall down 7, get up 8. There's something better out there. Let's take the action steps. I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. Now, look, what I feel is like you get a 24-hour rule. That's what I believe in. Like, even though when I lost the primary, yeah, I was upset. We all were. 24 hours. 24 hours happens. You can pity yourself. You can cry. You can do whatever you need to do. But after 24 hours, it's time to get back to work. That's just what I believe. And I don't know if this young lady did this or not, but I sure in the heck wouldn't come on TikTok and, you know, tell everybody what my day was after I got fired and please follow me around. So we're going to analyze what she said, because I did a little digging and I found out what her typical day at Google would consist of. And we're going to analyze that, because if you're a company and that is your policy to allow these types of work habits take place, no wonder you got to lay people off, because your company in the long run is going to lose, because hard work works. Being lazy doesn't work. Working some of the time doesn't work. I'm a firm believer as you put your head down and you grind, you take that 10X action towards whatever desired outcome you want, and things will work out. That's just who I am as a person. That's what brought me my success in my life. That's what continues to bring my success. You grind, you don't give up, you continue to get up every single day, and you live your best life and doing whatever you can to achieve your goals. All right, so let's analyze what she did. Here we go.
My life getting laid off at Google. So I woke up to this really ominous text from my boss, and I honestly had no idea what it was going to be about. So I called her the minute I woke up and saw this, and she told me to check the news and my email. So I rushed downstairs to find out that I had lost access to basically everything. I couldn't log into my email or even check my calendar. I called my boss back, and we just sobbed over the phone, because she was also finding out about my layoff for the first time today too.
So again, I'm not making fun of anyone who is upset about getting laid off or upset about getting fired, because it's horrible. My goodness gracious, horrible. But I just want to analyze why these folks got laid off, right? Maybe Google's not having a good quarter. Probably, we can assume that. But let's watch what she does and what she says.
Getting calls from a bunch of my coworkers and started finding out who else was let go on my team and some neighboring teams as well. But I think the worst part is that it seems like no one was consulted on this decision and everyone was just finding out about the layoffs at the same time. It just felt like a really bad game of Russian roulette, and there was no consistency around who was let go.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
A really bad game of Russian roulette. Well, I can probably assume that I may be totally wrong, that she's probably not familiar and supports the Second Amendment, right? So when you throw out Russian roulette, right, because it's a saying that people use, not realizing that somebody dies when you play Russian roulette, okay? Still horrible that you lost your job, that you got laid off. I feel for you. But you shouldn't compare that to somebody dying. Just my humble opinion.
It was also not performance-based, so it just felt really random. I opened up...
Okay. Not performance-based felt random. So I need you all to remember that. Not performance-based. I'm going to write it down. Not performance-based, just random. All right? Because we are going to analyze her typical day at Google here, because I found one of her TikToks that she did just that.
LinkedIn, which honestly was not great for my mental health. There were so many people who were in the same boat that were both equally as shocked and blindsided, but it did help me feel a little less alone. Honestly, I spent so much of the day crying that I just felt so tired from being sad and wanted to do something that would just make me feel better. Luckily, I have an annual pass, so I headed over to Disneyland because I wanted to go eat my feelings. So I started off with a cinnamon galaxy churro and then went to the teriyaki turkey leg. This is a special limited edition item for the Lunar New Year celebration at Disney California Adventure. I had some Rice Krispie, a corn dog, did some drawing, and even had another churro. I don't really know what's next for me, but I'll be vlogging my journey and posting more content about it, so feel free to follow along. A day in my life.
I tell you what.
Getting laid off.
Thank goodness that she had an annual pass, because I've been to Disney a long time ago, vowed I'd never go back again, especially since they went woke, right? But when I went there, and that was like a decade ago, I think a water was like $8, $9. I don't know. Like she ate some good food. I'm a foodie. That looked really good. How much did that food cost? $100, $150? I don't have no idea. If someone knows, you can post a comment. But that looked pretty expensive. But if I get laid off, that's one thing I'm not doing, is I'm not going to go blow a bunch of money right afterwards. So again, very sorry that this person got laid off, and along the 12,000 that we just saw in that article that got laid off at Google. That's horrible. But again, you if you design a work environment of people not working like they should, I'm just old school. You grind, you go to work and grind. Not saying that you can't have conversations and take breaks and all the other jazz, but you grind. That's what you do. That's how a company produces, because guess what? We've learned in this beautiful cosmic journey called life that, number one, life is not fair. It's not. You can't feel sorry for yourself. You have to go out there and you got to earn it. And if it doesn't work out, you do it all over again and you earn it even harder. That's it. Hard work works. So let's analyze a TikTok that she did when her typical day at Google.
Office. I get up pretty early because typically my first meeting is around 7 a.m. on Tuesday through Thursdays. It's way too early to go to the office, so I do usually take these morning meetings from home. Then I'll respond to some emails before jumping in the car to head to the LA office. I don't know if you've ever experienced LA traffic, but it takes me about an hour to get here, even when I leave around 10 a.m. And
okay. So she gets up early, God bless her, to get to a meeting on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 a.m. That's work, right? But then she makes a comment, LA traffic, haven't driven in LA traffic, been to California twice, in San Francisco traffic's horrible. I bet LA is just as bad. But she's, even if she leaves at 10 a.m. So if traffic's that bad, she leaves at 10 a.m., traffic's still bad. I'm guessing she gets to work, I don't know, 10:30, 11, 11:30. Can we all assume that is correct? Right. So, okay. If Google allows us, allow people just to come in whenever they want, that's cool. So let's take a look. I want to rewind it a little bit so we can catch everything. Here we go.
If you've ever experienced LA traffic, but it takes me about an hour to get here, even when I leave around 10 a.m. And now that I've arrived safely, I'm going to take another meeting from the Zero Gravity Room. This is one of my favorite rooms just because it's so unique and it looks like everything is floating, and it's such a great icebreaker. Then I'll head next door and do a little bit of work from the Peter Pan room. You can even see Peter Pan's shadow, but personally, my manager thinks this room is a little creepy. Then I'll just head upstairs to grab a quick lunch. Today, I just had some noodles. And I'll just grab a snack, then head over to a room called the library to just sit down and do a little bit of work. There are some books in here, though I've never seen anyone read them, but it's just a nice quiet space. Then I headed over to the top floor to go to the speakeasy. This is just a space where they host happy hours. Back in the day, before this was a Google office, it was actually an aircraft hangar owned by Howard Hughes. So they put this speakeasy here in order to commemorate the original one. Then I wrapped up my day by playing a game and then headed home. And that was...
I don't know about all you, but that doesn't look like work. That looks like something I would do for recreation. That looks fantastic. I mean, but obviously that's why we're finding out that Google's laying off, what, 6% of the workforce, 12,000 people, right? Because when you have an environment of just a good time, and that's what this generation has been taught. Hey, work's not supposed to be hard. It should be fun and exciting, and we should go to all these different rooms like the Peter Pan room and the anti-gravity room, and you could do a little work in there to be creative and everything else. Okay, I get how you're trying to, you know, spark people and excite people. But again, we're learning right now there's no longevity in your business plan if you do these things. You got to get back to the basics. As an American society, we have to get back to the basics. That's what's needed. And unfortunately, a lot of these kids, young men and women, they're not kids anymore, young men and women are going to get a very big reality check when this recession kicks in full force. And I pray that it doesn't go into a depression like it was in the 30s with breadlines. Then the reality check is going to hit home, because we're going to see it and witness it in all of our communities. And these young men and women are going to get taught very valuable lessons about this thing called life. You take away the L and the E in life, you get if. If you can hold down a job, if there is any jobs, if you can put food on the table. It's about survival at that time, right? And that's why I'm praying that our country doesn't get to. But unfortunately, you can see the writing on the wall. It's not looking good. The stock market is getting held up by something or something. When that thing crashes, it's going to destroy people's retirements, just like it did back in 2008 when the housing crisis happened. People's lives were ruined overnight, just like in 1929. So that's what I'm hoping that doesn't happen, but we're going to see. But rest assured, I will continue to do what I do best, is try to bring you this up-to-date, accurate, truthful information, allow you to be aware of what's going on, especially with our school systems. Gross Isle, hopefully the school board does the right thing and figures out why they hired this person to make sure we don't do the definition of insanity. And the reason I bring this all to your attention, too, is so other school boards are on notice. Hey, look, we're aware. Parents are watching. We're going to be digging into everything that you do. And God bless anyone who wants to run for school board, because you are a public servant and you are going to take some heat, but we need great men and women to run for school board to represent all of us. And hey, look, even if you don't agree with everything that we say, you still go to the school board, you allow your voices to be heard. We need communication. We need conversation. We need effective conversation to not only move our local communities, our local state, but also our country forward. Okay. So I wanted to bring you all that news today. All right. Also a reminder, the grassrootsarmy.com store will be open tomorrow at 6 a.m. for 2 weeks. 2 weeks only. You can get cool gear like this, Grassroots Army. We have American Woman gear. We have a Mama Bear, I think a Papa Bear, a Grandma Bear. We have some great lineup for the women. We have all the great stuff for the men. There is a Get Out of Facebook Jail t-shirt that is great for all of us repeat offenders. I'm excited for that one, especially how many times you and most of us out there have been thrown in jail for no reason. So yeah, enjoy it. So go check it out, thegrassrootsarmy.com. We'll be live tomorrow. Again, if you want to buy your significant other a gift for February 14th, which is Valentine's Day, Hallmark holiday, by the way, then you get your order in by February 7th, and AZ Business Solutions said that they would get that order to you by Valentine's Day. So have a great day, everyone. Until next time, have a great day. Talk to you soon. God bless you. God bless the state of Michigan. And of course, God bless these United States. Bye-bye.